Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is clear across Israel, with temperatures cooling down pleasantly. In Tel Aviv, skies are open, creating a calm evening atmosphere. Jerusalem also enjoys mild conditions, perfect for a quiet night. Here are today's headlines. First, Tehran demand could reshape Lebanon front as IDF warns against risking hard-won gains. This is reported by Ynet in the last 40 minutes. Also, the IDF has attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah Radwan commander in Beirut. The Jerusalem Post reported this just 3 minutes ago. Also this hour, an Israeli genocide scholar looks to Israel's history to understand what went wrong. The Forward covered this story earlier today. Separately, the U.S. and Iran are close to a memorandum to end conflict with a framework for future nuclear talks. This comes from I-24 News, reported 3 hours ago. And finally, Rutgers has cancelled the graduation speaker over a controversial tweet. JTA brought this news 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that Canadian Jewish groups are calling for Palestine action to be designated as a terrorist entity. Israel Hayom shared earlier today that former President Trump stated Tehran has 1 week to reach a deal, while Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the need to remove uranium from Iran. From Al Arabiya, smoke is rising as Israeli strikes hit southern Lebanese villages. This post came in earlier today, highlighting ongoing tensions despite a previous ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Tehran's demand that any U.S. agreement should halt fighting on all fronts, including Lebanon. IDF officials stressed the importance of maintaining current lines until Hezbollah's disarmament. Ynet highlights the strategic implications of this demand, which may influence ongoing military operations and diplomatic efforts. Turning to the attempted assassination in Beirut, this marks the first attack in the capital in weeks, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. U.S. sources indicated they were aware of the operation, but did not formally approve it. This incident could escalate tensions in the region and impact U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, Israeli genocide scholar Omer Bartov reflects on Israel's historical context to understand current challenges. His essay, featured by The Forward, examines past policies and their influence on today's situation. This perspective may inform both public debate and policymaking. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports that the U.S. and Iran are nearing a one-page memorandum to end current conflicts, potentially opening the door to future nuclear talks. This development signals a possible shift in regional dynamics, affecting security and alliances. And finally, JTA reports on Rutgers University's decision to cancel a graduation speaker due to a controversial tweet. This incident raises questions about the intersection of free speech and social responsibility in academic settings. Turning to business and markets. First, Air Doctors Director of Human Resources, Shachar Eini Nachmani, discusses how the company is dealing with employee burnout amidst ongoing security threats. This insight comes from CTEC, highlighting the challenges Israeli companies face in maintaining continuity. Separately, Surround Ventures has completed the first closing of its second fund, aiming to invest in deep tech with a focus on Israeli innovation. Globes reported this development, emphasizing the growing interest in Israeli tech entrepreneurs. And finally, a troubling incident at a Decathlon branch where a security guard made an offensive remark to a soldier's widow. This story from Walla Business underscores the social tensions affecting business environments in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.